A new report calls for Quebec to broaden its moratorium on evictions. At a press conference in Montreal, researchers and tenants' rights organizations called for repossessions to be frozen after their study, released Monday, found the practice has skyrocketed in Quebec, going from between 750 and 900 a year in the 5 years before 2018 to more than 3,000 a year, an almost fourfold increase in under 10 years.
There is a massive increase in repossession demands from landlords. Most of the repossessions cases are accepted by the TAL.
You're hearing Renaud Goyer, a professor of social work at UQAM and lead researcher on the study. He and a team from INRS and UDM looked at the repossession cases at the TAL in the years 2019, 2021, and 2023. They found that two-thirds of repossession demands were accepted, representing some 2,200 units of housing they say have been taken from the rental market in just 3 years.
What the report shows is that these units are affordable and repossessions take away affordable units from the market. In the short term, these units, when they'll come back in the market, they won't be affordable anymore. They'll be rented at market prices. So we need to have a collective discussion about repossessions as a way to impede the rent control to work.
Well, Quebec has a moratorium on some evictions. Repossessions are excluded from that list. The researchers think that should change.
A repossession is an eviction in the end. It's nothing else than an eviction.
Gabriel Prince-Guerrard is one of the researchers behind the report. They say most repossessions are for the landlords themselves and are far more rarely to provide housing for someone who needs it.
Because the owner wants to expand their living space, you evict families or tenants that have been living there for 10 years.
And each of those repossessions leaves a mark on those who live through it.
The first time it was a feeling of heavy desperation. There's no way out of this because the conflict you're living is actually like the place where you live.
Simon La Rochelle was first repossessed back in 2021. A filmmaker, he chose to make a documentary about the experience. Chronique d'une crise, or Story of a Crisis.
So you're always thinking about it. It's a lot of sleepless night.
What he wasn't expecting, to be repossessed yet again at his next apartment in 2024. He says that second time, he was confident he'd win the case. The landlord, he thought, lacked a pressing reason, saying that La Rochelle's unit had more natural light than his own. Plus, the previous tenant in that unit had been rent-evicted, and when La Rochelle moved in, he'd contested the rent and won a big rent reduction, something his landlord wasn't happy about. But when the judgment came, once again, La Rochelle was out of a home.
It felt really bad. I mean, for us, there was a clear link between the fact that we went to the TAL to fight for our rights, and we won.
In more than 700 cases, the tenants told the judge the repossession was an eviction in disguise. In more than 500 cases, they said it was due to a dispute between landlord and tenant. Taken together, that's over a third of the cases researchers analyzed.
I mean, we have seen cases where an owner will try many ways to get their tenant evicted, and their last resort is repossession, and it will work.
And while this research doesn't look at how many repossessions are in bad faith, she says other groups have. Back in 2020, the Housing Committee in Petite Patrie followed up on 363 repossessions. They estimated that 85% of those were fraudulent. Despite those figures, she says the TAL doesn't do any tracking itself, so it's up to the tenant to file a case years later if they see their unit back up for rent.
There's no follow-up. Like, we don't know then if indeed the member of family will take the unit or if it will just be put back on the market.
A spokesperson at the TAL told CKUT in a statement, quote, "The landlord bears the burden of proving that they genuinely intend to repossess the dwelling for the stated purposes and that this is not a pretext for achieving other objectives. Recourse is available when the landlord has acted in bad faith." But researchers say that these repossessions are mostly refused for procedural reasons. Judges don't evaluate whether a repossession project is viable or worth displacing a tenant. In La Rochelle's case, his theory that the repossession was linked to his rent reduction didn't even make it into the evidence presented in the final judgment. Nor did the fact that his girlfriend was pregnant during both repossessions help the couple stay in their home. He says that they have been able to stay in the neighborhood, but as a result, they now pay double. But it's the process more than the price that has stayed with him the most.
It's a form of violence that is institutionalized by Detal. Yeah, I mean, there's no other word.
For CKUT, I'm Jules Bugel with the Local Journalism Initiative.